This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
While we were at the Washington State Fair yesterday, Migs, you and Sarah, you ran into a clown when we had parted ways for a moment.
So you guys were eating your barbecue. We went out to go find something that didn't have meat in it. And so as we're walking back, we ended up talking to some rockaholics. But then we were like, you know, we're getting, like, you just heard the simple question of what's your favorite fair food. And we saw this guy dressed as a clown. So I'm like, Sarah, we should ask him. This was my first mistake. We should go over to him and just ask him simply, what's his favorite fair food? If anyone knows fair food, it would be a clown at a fair, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, then this happened.
Do I have to be correct? Sometimes
no, you could be as incorrect.
Oh, good.
So we are here with Lang.
So right off the bat, I'm like, where are we going with this when he's asking, do I have to be correct?
Oh, no.
Yeah, because you and Danny are not a part of this. You show up towards the end of it.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
So we are here with Lanky.
Yes, hello there. Welcome to Washington State Fair.
Yes.
Oh my God,
we're going to do the Puyallup.
Yeah, I love you. I love your look. I love everything.
Of course, Sarah's
I'm just skyping him up.
I mean, he takes his hat off. He's bald. He's got like the yellow hair going. Of course, face painted like a clown, entire clown outfit. I'm still not sure if he's local or not. He wouldn't tell us, but he knew the dude of Puyallup part.
A clown never reveals its secrets.
Apparently,
Steve.
Yes.
I love everything.
You're jealous, aren't you?
Yes, I'm going to have some words.
I know.
I'm pretty sure he thought that we were a couple as well.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, because he started like straight up aggressively flirting with Sarah. I'm like, is this his thing? Like, he wants to try and get into a fight with the dudes?
Yeah, but then in reality, you're like, I don't care.
Yeah, go ahead. That's George's problem.
Yeah. I know. Lanky's bald, but he rocks it way better than this guy over here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I got to take a picture of you.
Oh, we could do a picture. Oh, yeah, we could hash brown it.
Hash brown it, yes.
Yeah.
I pound sign, right?
Well, what sign? They're called hash browns because it's a hash.
Fair warning, that's just the start of the bad clown jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And by bad, I mean just great.
Well, if you had to pick any fair food in the world to eat right now, what would you pick?
In the world or at this fair?
But I mean, both. What's your favorite?
This fair, one of my favorites is over the Kalinka. They had the pierogi. And get the extra green sauce. I think that's called, what's that called? That's a pesto.
Pesto sauce?
Yeah, I was trying to spit in your face, but it didn't work, did it?
Excuse me?
Assault?
Oh, no.
I'm starting to realize right there that every answer he had was leading to some kind of a payoff.
Oh, no.
Which was impressive that he was able to find any way to get into it. He's like, I got this pesto joke. I got to work on it.
It's a whole different hot tour.
I really thought pesto.
So are you doing all the other
fair? All the food at the fair is healthy.
Yes.
You can eat all you want because we fry out the bad stuff.
There we go. Are you from here or do you just travel around?
I'm my mama.
Oh, yeah, you are.
See, I would say my dad, but my dad's a magician.
Oh.
Yeah, when I was born, he disappeared.
Here we go. This is when I'm like, I'm done.
But it keeps going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You kept recording.
I was just, it was kind of like, where are we going with this?
Steve doesn't know how to get out of situations. I don't either. So him and I were with Lanky for a very long time. Oh, my gosh.
No, seriously.
Lanky.
He was actually an electrician.
Okay.
I was his first shock.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
My husband's an electrician. I thought we were going to bond.
You don't want to bond because it just shorts out.
Oh, God. It does.
Yeah, well, you put them together.
You're the best.
Did we ever get your question yet?
I don't even know anymore.
Just start backing away, Steve.
Nice talking to you, Lanky.
I don't know either.
You had a question. You think you asked it.
Oh, your favorite fair food.
Oh, okay, then we did it.
Yeah, that's my
for this fair.
What's the craziest thing you've ever seen at the fair?
Actually, one of the crazy food things is the cotton candy burrito.
We saw that with the ice cream.
We need a few more people. It takes about 5 people to eat it.
What?
It is crazy. You talk about, you're going to be buzzed for a while. What they do is they take cotton candy, lay it all out, about 3 bags of it.
What?
Then they put scoops of ice cream down it. Then they sprinkle it with Fruity Pebble type stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
And then then some sprinkles.
Oh, I love sprinkles.
And then they roll it all up so you got this nice round look, a big, huge burrito that's cotton candy.
Oh, my goodness.
And inside
goodness.
Is ice cream, cereal, and sprinkles.
I love this. Have you tried it?
Oh, God, I've had it.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why it takes about 5 people to eat it.
Now, at that point, I'm thinking that just sounds like a terrible idea to eat that. Fast forward like about 2 hours later, who's ordering that? Our friend Sarah.
Me.
Obviously, what's wrong with you?
She trusted Lanky.
She did
why.
Trust Lanky. And Tyron just showed up. And Danny, do you have any questions for Lanky?
Did you ask him the question?
So at this point, you guys see that we're talking to a clown, and you guys come over to us.
We had been trying to call you guys. You weren't answering. We thought, this must be going really well.
We were preoccupied.
With Lanky.
And Tyron just showed up. And Danny, do you have any questions for Lanky?
Did you ask him the question I wanted to know?
I don't know. What is it?
Are you friends with Shakes the Clown?
I want that car so bad. The Metropolitan Ash. That's my car. You know how many clowns we can get in that thing?
How many?
I want to find out.
Okay.
Do you have issues with mimes, too?
Dude, mimes do not. He just messed up the whole interview now.
I did. I kind of want to know why clowns hate mimes so much.
Dude, look at her and look at you, see?
I don't even know what that meant, to be honest with you.
One's the clown, one's the mime. I don't know.
He was literally pointing at Danny and I. We're like, what?
But the two of you hanging out together, that's not too good thing here. Didn't you know things, dude?
I don't know.
I had to edumacate you, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
You know, you go to first grade, you can learn things like
first
that.
Grade?
Yeah, first grade. It's where you learn your ABCs.
I almost feel like we should play Beat Mix against Lanky.
Yeah.
You want to play a trivia game?
Who?
A trivia game that we do on the show?
I got a good trivia question.
Oh, boy.
How many sides are there on... It's not... The answer's not 2. How many sides are there on a banana?
One big long one.
No.
Bananas, one big,
have,
long
remember,
one?
Bananas have those flat sides all around it.
Wait, ask Tara. She loves bananas.
Every banana has the same number of those flat sides.
Is it 6?
No. It's 5.
5?
Get your banana counter. You'll find 5 flat sides.
Do you have a banana handy?
I got my spring water, I told you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.